This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on February 16th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to have fun tonight with Monday Night Trivia. And, oh, man, I almost didn't make it. Yeah, really screwed up because this is the first time I've driven from the old studio, which we will continue to have in Globe, to the new one in the Valley. And what I thought would take 90 minutes took more like 2.5 hours. So about 3 minutes I ran in here and I'm still panting. However, I prepared. So I'm ready for you. And it is Monday Night Trivia, and of course, if you don't know my question, and we've got a straggler, and you don't know my bumper stumpers, and oh, I've got 11 fine ones, I'll tell you what, then you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. So what's the straggler, you ask? Glad you did. Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? And I don't think we retired at the end of the last show. If we did, I guess we'll have a winner very quickly, won't we? Otherwise, we will retire it at the end of tonight. So I won't put you out of your misery more than a week. But yes, said to have done this more than any other president. Now, with that in mind, let's kick it off. Marty. Marty is in Indiana. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Marty.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
Pretty good. Today's my birthday.
Well, happy, happy. I won't ask how old, but hopefully you had a good day celebrating.
Young lady, I'm going to tell you right now. I was born in 63.
Oh.
I'm 63 years old.
Uh-huh.
Here in Whiting, Indiana. If it hit 63 degrees, I better buy a lottery ticket.
Wow. All right. Well, you youngster, congratulations and a big happy birthday. And so what are we working on?
Raleigh?
Yes.
I'm a big Jimi Hendrix fan.
Good. So you...
Does everything have to entail that, like, the year and the month?
No. We'll just...
Can it be just like Jimi Hendrix?
Trivia, sure. Absolutely. We'll ask you Jimi Hendrix trivia, no problem. And as you know, Jimmy spent quite a bit of time in Nashville because he was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, not all that far from you, as the crow flies. Mm-hmm. Now, while he was in Fort Campbell, he became friends with Billy Cox, who was a bass player from West Virginia, raised in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And the two of them together formed a band. What was the band called? And they played at clubs like the Del Morocco on Jefferson Street, gigs on Printer's Alley, and a little studio time, too. But the engineers found him too experimental, for the most part, as a backup guy.
Raleigh?
Yes.
I know this answer.
Okay.
But I'll take a pass on that one.
It's the King Casuals. Both K's, K-I-N-G, K-A-U-S-U-A-L-S. The King Casuals. Yeah. So there you have it. All right. Well, we will do this again next week, I hope.
Okay. Real quick.
Yeah.
Raleigh?
Yes.
It's my birthday?
Yes.
Do you know the band Can Heat?
Of course. Going Up the Country was the big top 40 hit.
Right. I didn't know this till probably Super Bowl Sunday, because being my best friend slash landlord, he's got you can listen to music, but it's Robert, I'm reading this, Harrison.
Okay.
Let's stick together.
All right.
That's where Can Heat got the song.
Yes.
Can I request that song?
Wilbert Harrison. Actually, they did Let's Work Together by Wilbert Harrison. And Wilbert Harrison also did Let's Stick Together, but I think Can Heat covered Let's Work Together, Wilbert Harrison.
And Raleigh, you're 100% correct. My landlord, he's not a big blues fan like me, but he wrote this, Let's Stick Together, but... Let's work together.
Yeah, yeah. No, and Wilbert did both of those. But I will be happy to play tomorrow night. Let's work together as a big happy birthday to Marty.
Raleigh, thank you very much.
Sure, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, so yes. In fact, that was a fairly big hit for them internationally. Of course, Going Up the Country and On the Road Again. But Let's Work Together also had some... Some good traction worldwide, and I think that was Bob Height originally who took the name from Canned Heat Blues, Tommy Johnson's 1928 song about an alcoholic. But interestingly, sadly, 1970 they had a major death there, and that was part of the reason Alan Wilson and he with Bob Height had formed the group. Part of the reason they kind of at that point weren't doing much. So that's the deal with Canned Heat. All right, so very good. Now let's release the line for Marty as I continue to pant like a St. Bernard in the heat. I tell you what, I did run, but I managed to come up with a great theme for you tonight, if I say so myself. You'll decide in moments. You'll hear the first of the bumper stumpers. But Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, how is it going tonight, Billy Bob?
Hey, 81st time caller.
How about that? Do the 81.
That's a coincidence. That previous caller was a 63 years old. I'm 73 years old today.
Today? Well,
yeah.
happy. So
that's not my birthday. It's just I'm 73 today. I was 73 yesterday.
I see.
I'll be 73 tomorrow.
Oh, very, very good. All right. Well, very good.
Can I get one quick request in before my test?
Let me hear it.
I'd like to hear Karina by, is it Roy Peterson or Ray Peterson? Or?
Well, don't you want to hear the original?
Who is that by?
Karina is Joe Turner.
Well, let's do him then.
Okay. And Ray Peterson did cover it, just like he covered...
I've never heard that other one, the original.
You never heard the original?
No, I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's Corina. All right, very good.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Now, let's see. You want 5x5, do you?
I'm due.
Well, I can thank Lisa and Laura big, big time, because both of them sent me questions this week, and they have no idea how much it's going to help. All right. Number one, what three letters appear on the number two button on the telephone? Oh, come on.
ABC?
Of course. All right.
Well, I had to look at my phone
here,
but I didn't have my glasses
on.
Oh,
man. No, everybody knows that one.
Well, I cheated.
Not like I asked you seven and you'd come up with PRS. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll go to who lived at 1164 Morning Glory Circle?
Oh, the monsters.
No, Samantha and Darren Stevens, Bewitched.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, you can make another one wrong. As
yeah,
long as
I bet
can.
I do.
Well, we'll see how you do. Who succeeds the vice president?
Well, the Speaker of the House.
Absolutely
ain't it?
Right.
The majority
Very
leader
good.
Or something.
Yes, it is the Speaker of the House. Quit while you're ahead. Who made Who's on First famous?
Abbott and Costello.
Of course they did. And one more. Oh. No, I'm not going to do the next one with you because it's too hard, but I'm skipping over. Elvis won 3 Grammys. All 3 Grammys in what genre of music?
Well, I heard you guys talking about that. He was gospel.
Absolutely right. That's all right. You're a winner.
So what was that question you was going to ask me? You didn't think
no,
I
no.
You might want to save that for another quiz.
I'm going to save it for another person. An unlucky caller, no doubt. All right.
All right.
Hang on.
Have
don't
a good
go
evening.
Away. Very good. And somebody will know it, actually, but I just looked at the question and thought, I don't think Billy Bob knew it. I wouldn't have known it, but that's true for so many of them. All right. So what are we doing now? I believe we will be... we will be talking to Barry in New Hampshire right after the first Bumper Stumper, which is coming up next on WGN Radio.
I said, Mississippi down to New Orleans. They got the honeysuckle blooming on the honeysuckle vine, and the love is a blooming there all the time. You know every Southern belle is a Mississippi queen. Down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans, I said, hey, 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 yeah, I said, hey. Music with the Dixieland beat. Oh, where the magnolia blossoms fill the air.
Ooh,
yeah. And if you ain't been to heaven, then you ain't been there.
Ooh,
they got French moss hanging from a big old tree down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans. I said, hey, 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 yeah. I said, hey.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, you know that it's not Gary U.S. Bonds, but it is an act who certainly had hits, and that's our first Bumper Stumper, so obviously you're not going to get the theme, but hopefully you'll get the artist. 1965 on Aurora, and Aurora was a little label that nobody was on except maybe this guy. It was distributed by Bell. All right, so let's see. I'm putting someone else. So hang on, Chris. I've got your country charts ready, and also Barry, your 5x5 is ready. But Matthew is a first time caller, and we defer to our first time callers because they usually have the patience of a gnat. Who said that? But nonetheless, we don't want to lose them. So we welcome Matthew, and Matthew is from Chicago. Now, if I can get the magic twanger to work, we'll say hi, Matthew. Thanks for calling. Are you with me, Matthew? Matthew?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Deal. Very good. Very good. So we're going to do charts, are we?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, let's see. 1970. So this week in, This week in 1978. Is that your choice?
That was my choice, yes.
Well, you get to pick them, so let's look for it. This week in 1978... All right, I was in India, no place. All right, let's see. All right, so here we go. That would be the week of February 18th. Number one.
February 18th.
Yeah, oh man. Number one, Staying Alive.
That would have to be the Bee Gees.
Yes. Number two, Love is Thicker Than Water.
That would have to be Andy Gibb.
Absolutely. Number three, Just the Way You Are.
That would have to be Billy Joel.
Yes. Number four, We Are the Champions.
That would have to be Queen.
Yeah. Number five, Sometimes When We Touch.
Sometimes When We Touch.
You sang it better than him. But
I I don't know that one, Raleigh.
No, it was Dan Hill. All right.
Oh, well, I would not have gotten that.
So, well, we move back onto Bee Gees type territory with number six, Emotion.
Emotion is bringing me. Is that the Bee Gees proper, or was it Barry?
But no, it's not of the Bee Gees. They produced it, and she was. It's a she. Emotion.
Oh, it's a she. Oh, gosh. Ba, 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 ba.
You
Emotion.
Can do this.
No, I can't, Raleigh.
You really
no,
can't.
No, I can't.
Would it help if you heard it?
Emotion.
Well, you know this.
No.
No, it wouldn't help if you heard it.
I know it.
All right. Samantha Sang.
Samantha Sang. I would not have gotten that.
Yeah, on Private Stock. Ugh. All right, so we'll move on to number seven. Dance, dance, dance. Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Oh, my wife is in the shower. She should be helping me. I don't know it, Raleigh. I don't know it.
Oh, man, that's Chic.
Chic.
Yes, or the or as I said the first time I saw the label, that's Chick. All right, so number eight.
Chick, exactly.
Yeah. Number eight, Short People.
That would be my buddy, Randy Newman.
All right. Number nine, Baby Come Back.
Baby Come Back. No.
Oh, God. It's, I don't know. It's a group. It was on RSO.
I was wrong. And I just can't live. I don't know it. I don't know.
Oh, man, it's Player.
Oh.
It's Player. And number 10, How Deep Is Your Love? That's the Bee Gees, but you already lost because you got
that's
four wrong.
Bee
but you are a wonderful addition, and I hope you will call me next week.
Raleigh, I'm so glad that I called you. My wife is crazy about you. She plans her shower around your show. She does, so she can have quiet time and not listen to me act like a maniac. We love you, Raleigh.
Well, thank you, and definitely I hope to hear from you both next week.
You absolutely will.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, Matthew. All right, so there kind of chokes me up. There we have it. Now, back to our usual stuff. Barry, I promised Barry would be next, and so he will in New Hampshire. Get the magic twanger out. Come on. Throw it against the wall and it works like a charm. All right, so Barry in New Hampshire is back on WGN Radio. Are you there, Barry?
I am. Hello.
Yes, hello, hello, hello. All right, you want 5x5.
Yeah, I didn't do well on Beatles last week. It was a rookie mistake.
Well, that yeah, it happens. All right, so here we have it. What is 20% of $6?
Two.
20% of $6 is $1.20. Man, if you think it's $2, I'd like to be a wait person serving you.
All right,
that's all right. What's a tandem? What's a tandem bicycle?
A bicycle bill for two.
Absolutely right. Where is the only place that champagne can come from?
France.
Yes. What is the silver dome used to cover food called? No one's going to know this. All right, this is from Lisa. I love it, Lisa. All right, well, I gave it to you anyway. The silver dome used to cover food. You know, in those hoity-toity restaurants and stuff?
Right.
Giving up now?
Hello.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. It's apparently a cloche or a cloche. I have no idea. I would have lost, too. I'll be easier next time. I promise to pre-read them.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
yeah. A cloche. I don't know. I guess, they don't have silver domes at McDonald's. So 888-876-5593. You know what? We have Bob tonight, and he's keeping me in line, and he is great at that. So I will tell you that the news is coming up next, and then Chris, and yes, 1970 country singles this week in time on WGN Radio.
The light, the The long and lonely night. I can see right out my window, walking down the street, a girl, but she's with my guy. His arms around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me wanna cry. We'll be right back. accept the fact he's chosen her and simply let them be.
WGN Radio, Monday Night Trivia. And you usually think about them, Van Morrison's group, when you think of Here Comes the Night, but that's the original. And probably about 6 months before before them recorded it, she did. So who is she? That's your second bumper stumper, and I don't think the theme is becoming apparent yet, but you're welcome to try. 888-876-5593. You know, we had a president. A question about, straggler. Abe Lincoln, that's the president, said to have done this more times than any other president. Perfect trivia for President's Day, don't you think? Done what? So we're going to get a couple of guesses here. Cheryl is in Elgin. So, Cheryl, welcome to WGN Radio. Cheryl? Cheryl, you didn't go away, did you? Oh, Cheryl didn't wait. I'm so sorry, Cheryl. Call back. Yeah, and let's see. Did Jan and Dallas wait? Well, we'll see. All right, Jan, are you there?
He did the penny, the $5 bill.
No, but I realized, by the way, that I had you guys on a different bank of phone calls, so I said Cheryl hung up and she might not have. So, Cheryl, if I hung up on you, please call me back. In the meantime, no, has nothing to do about pennies or five, nothing to do about money, actually. Would you like another guess?
Oh, no, thank you.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
Okay.
All right. My fault. I don't know how the phone bank switched, but yeah, why not? All right. So, I had to run over to Globe to do community meetings on the air. You don't even want to know. All right. And, my life is simple, except for Microsoft. And, you know the definition there. Yeah, we normally say, when you're doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, that's the answer of insanity, right? With Microsoft, you do the same thing over and over and expect the same result. That's absolutely insanity when it comes to Microsoft. And so it was that, in the middle of what I was doing, updates just killed me. And I think I've been panting ever since. All right, but Cheryl did call back, and we're thrilled about that. So Cheryl, sorry for hanging up on you, and welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I am here.
Good, and so am I. We're together again. How nice, Cheryl. So
yay.
What do you think?
Well, you know what? First of all, before I take my guess, I would like to. I was the one that called in and requested the Open the Door Richard.
Oh yes.
Song.
So did you hear it?
And you put together such a nice thing the following evening, and I appreciate it so much. I had no idea that it was done by so many different people, Count Basie and.
Well,
I think Dusty Fletcher, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, absolutely.
That was the only one that I've ever heard, and I had no idea you had so many different people that were doing it.
Oh,
that was very interesting. So thank you for putting that together.
Oh, my pleasure. It was one of my favorite vaudeville routines, so absolutely happy to play it.
Yeah, that was nice. So anyway, my guess for Abraham Lincoln is that... Could it be something like he used what is now called the Lincoln bedroom in the White House as an office rather than the bedroom?
An interesting guess. It's not right, but it's very creative.
Oh, okay.
If you think of something else, call me back.
Okay, I will do that.
Thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
Riley. All right. So yes, indeed. And, of course, I'll reveal it at the end of the night tonight. And, again, it's really, really good that you're not closer or you'd hit me with some of these questions. I'm just convinced. Let's see. Mike in Bridgeview is going to take a guess. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, Riley. I called last week, was the dentist, but it didn't work.
No.
I was... How about with him going to the show in the plays, whatever, like where he would like where he was killed? But like, did he go to the plays and more?
It's a nice guess. It's
you know
not.
What I mean?
It's really yeah, I do. But it's not. It's nice. It's just not right.
Oh, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. Think of something else and call me back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. And thanks to all of you playing trivia tonight. Makes it a lot easier to do. All right, so now, I promised Chris we were going to do country, 1970 country. How's it going tonight, Chris?
Fine, thanks.
Well, good.
I have a guess on the Lincoln question, and it, I feel like I'm cheating because it popped up on the internet without me looking for it. It popped up on Facebook.
So, if you
want me to let it go, that's okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll just leave that right there.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
So
but
it
there
did,
is something popping.
I hate when yeah. that. I hate when that happens. Now
it isn't necessarily your answer, though. But
well,
I'm not gonna. I'm
yeah,
not gonna worry
right,
about it.
But it probably is. Now, what I'm looking for here, I had. Here we are. All right, I had pulled the charts, and then I lost the piece of paper. Of course. Why? Why would it be different? All right. So where did it go? All right. Come on. It's here somewhere. It's 1970. It's the Billboard charts. I know they're here. All right. Here we go. Jesus. On the floor. All right. So here we are, right in front of my hot little hands. Number one, 1970, this week in 1970, which would be the week of the 18th of February. You ready?
Okay. Sure.
It's Just a Matter of Time. Obviously a remake.
Yeah.
On Capitol.
Sonny James.
Yes. Number two, Honey, Come Back. God.
Glen Campbell.
Yes. Number three, A Week in a Country Jail.
Tom T. Hall.
Number four, That's When She Started to Stop Loving You.
Ooh. Again, another one that I don't even remember.
Yeah, it's on Decca. Let's see.
Male artist or female?
Male, well-known artist. Let's see if I can...
Conway?
Yes, absolutely right. That is the lovely Conway Twitty. Let me see if
That's probably why I don't remember it.
Well, I can't imagine, right? So
15 years ago, that's about the only Conway song really liked.
Yeah, I actually have it here, and I don't know that I've ever heard it. So I'm going to entertain myself a moment and see what the hell Conway Twitty was doing.
Does she seem a little cold when you love her?
Coming back to me now, yeah.
Does she turn?
Yeah, like a Mexican dinner. All right. God. I'm afraid I have heard this. It was on Decca, and it was. And I'm trying to think of who wrote this. Well, I don't know, but somebody wanted to make us miserable. But anyway, Conway Twitty is absolutely right. So we move right along, don't you know? From that to number five, If I Were a Carpenter, it's a duet. And obviously it's a remake.
Oh, Johnny and June.
Yes, absolutely right. Number six, 1 Minute Past Eternity. On Sun.
On Sun?
Yeah. Obviously brought back to life. I mean, really.
It's not helping.
Well.
No. He's narrowing it down, but it's not getting me really close.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Ah.
That's all right. You're allowed three to miss three of them, so that's only one. 1 Minute Past Eternity. I don't know if that's on here, but I can't claim that I've ever heard it. And these are top 10 records, and you and I were both listening to country. So, wow, must have been regional. Past. I've got it.
I thought Jerry Lee was on Mercury at the time.
Well, yeah, but probably, like I say, it wasn't the Sun we think of. So probably somebody else was. Let's find out what this sounds like, firstly.
When will my arms grow cold?
Yeah.
When yeah,
will
exactly.
Grow old? When will I want to be free?
It wasn't that terrible a record. I should have thought of it.
There's no excuse for why I went blank on it, but
here's what's really weird. Sun released it originally in 1969, but they can't be the Sun that we're thinking of. It's got to be somebody else had that label at the time, because Sam Phillips long was gone. So I don't know who owned it at the time, but it was located on Belmont Boulevard in Nashville. So we know Sam Phillips was not in the mix. But yes, that was it. Mm-hmm. All right. So moving right along, we go directly to number seven. There's a Story Going Round. It's another duet.
What label?
Oh, that's a good question. RCA.
Porter and Dolly?
No. You want to hear it? Will that help? All right, sure. Let's let you hear some of it.
There's a story going round.
That's me and Jeannie Seely.
No.
They were on different.
No Jeannie Seely.
But Jack Green?
Nope, no Jack Green either.
Huh.
The two of us, they sail through. And I'm afraid to ask of you.
That sounds like Dottie West.
Of course it is. So who's the guy? Who did she sing with? You can do this.
Oh, RCA, Dottie West.
Say it's just gossip.
Or just do this.
Yes, there's a story.
And he was definitely an RCA staple.
Yeah, that's what's getting me.
Oh, man, you're going to kick yourself. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Don Gibson.
Oh.
Oh, well. Well, we'll move directly on to number eight. Take a Letter, Maria, the country version. You should know this. I knew it. You remember him. Maybe not for anything. Maybe not for anything else.
I could tell you who did the pop.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I better switch back to pop.
Right, yeah, R.B. Graves. Yeah, we know that. But no. He had three names. I'll let you hear a little hymn, too. All right, so here we go.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was a woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man.
And it was on chart.
A chart, which means it was pretty much a one-hit wonder.
Well, I thought he was, but no, absolutely. He released a lot of records. They just weren't his. Yeah, he released quite a few records, and most were on chart. They didn't give up. They released him doing all sorts of things like Proud Mary and Sweet Caroline, and yeah. Give up.
Billy Crash Craddock.
Anthony Armstrong Jones.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I figured you'd remember.
I remember the name. Yeah.
And let's see, number nine?
Mm-hmm.
We have Thinking About You, Baby. Male vocal.
I don't think I'll be doing country charts anymore.
Well, if you give up on that, it was on Monument. Does that help? Thinking About You, Baby.
Monument. Monument. Can you play it?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. Maybe. I gotta see. Let's see. All right. Can I? Are you here? I got a lot by them, but let's see. Yeah, I do. I do have it. All right.
Okay.
I got into a barroom fight. Somebody didn't talk just right. I was thinking about you, babe. I was thinking about you.
I have heard it. I didn't really like it. I just kind of blocked it on my mind. I'm sorry.
It was Billy Walker. All right. So we're going to get to number one, but first I'm going to pay some bills. Stay right where you are. Number one is coming up next right here on WGN Radio.
My darling, I love you. From the moment we first met, then I knew my love was meant for you.
Was meant for you.
Remember when lovers were lovers and we my friend, he stole and kissed that came my way. Then you linger far away. When I am all alone here at home, I wish I was in your. You have someone to call your own. Come to me and we'll
WGN Radio Monday Night Trivia. I'm Raleigh James, and every line is full, but when someone hangs up, you'll know it's your time to get in at 888-876-5593. All right, so who was that? All right, now we played three of them for you, so maybe a theme is starting to appear. I don't know, but we're talking with Chris in Ohio, and we're up to number 10 here. And so, Chris, are you ready?
Yeah.
Brown-eyed, handsome man.
Ah, that was Waylon.
Absolutely right. That was Waylon. All right. So, I don't know. I don't know if you made it or not, actually. Did you
miss? I don't think I did.
Yeah, you might have missed
four of them. I don't think I did, but could I have a request as a consolation gift?
right, exactly, as a parting gift. All right, so let's see. What's your consolation gift?
A Handful of Stars by Nat King Cole.
Okay, yeah.
It's a song that anybody else's version of it is just okay.
All right.
It just goes to show what a great arrangement and an even better vocal can do. Okay, so on.
Right, the vocals, yes, and man, that production value, that's usually what does it for me. So I agree 100%. You will hear it probably tomorrow night. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. So now, we have two more hours of trivia. We'll be kicking it off next hour with Ruth and Gurney, and she wants... let's see, Chinese New Year trivia, Year of the Horse, and I've already picked one out. So there. Don in Beloit wants World War II planes. I picked one out on that, too. Laura in Des Plaines wants Gunsmoke trivia. I can do that. Jim in Elk Grove has a bumper guess. All right, don't go away, Jim. I'll find out what that is right after the news. Can't wait. And Nancy in Milwaukee, yes, Lincoln, that he's done more than any other president. So all that and more is coming up on the next 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Gonna tell him. Send my love.
Special delivery.
Send my love.
Yeah. Oh, since you went away, I'm so lonely. And I know you missed me too.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper of the hour. A fourth one we played tonight. Maybe a theme is becoming apparent. Then again, maybe not. We're going to get a guess on one of our bumpers, and that is Jim in Elm Grove. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh. This is I'm a second time caller.
And we're glad to have you.
And you know what? You're keeping me up at night. I got to blame you for that because
I'm so sorry.
I just enjoy the show so much.
But sleep is sacred. I mean, you can always listen to the replays. They're always on Raleigh.net. Don't miss sleep.
Okay. All right. So the one bumper stumper, and I can't remember what the song was now. I can tell you the answer.
Okay. Tell me the answer.
It was Lulu, I think.
Yes, it was. The original Here Comes the Night. Absolutely
yep,
right.
When I heard her voice, it's like,
yeah,
okay, I know this person. And then it took a second, and then that sounds like Lulu. Yeah.
Yeah, 1964 on Parrot. It was actually the B-side of I'll Come Running, which I thought was a great little record, but wasn't a hit for her. But yeah, so it sounded very different than them on that take. But either way, Burt Burns
yes,
made
does.
Money. All right, you are a winner. Now, of course, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get anything at all. And when you do, could be years, you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun. And then you get something you don't want, like a 45 RPM or a DVD or a CD or something like that. Tabloid. All right, so hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. Thank you. Yeah, we've been terrible. A lot's been happening, so we're very delayed on prizes. But like I say, they're worthless, but eventually you'll like the certificates. And, should you die in the interim, we send them to your heirs. And you think I'm kidding. All right, so we'll put Jim on hold and see what is going to go on with Nancy in Milwaukee, who's guessing on Lincoln. So Lincoln, you say? Were you listening earlier? Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. And we'll reveal it at the end of next hour if you don't get it. But maybe Nancy will. So, Nancy, welcome back to WGN Radio. Nancy. Nancy gave up. Oh, well, maybe she'll call back. I don't think that one was my fault. Very often it is, but I think I'll always try with that. Oh, no, Ruth. Ruth and Gurney has a bumper guess. Well, hell with a bumper, Ruth. We're doing other trivia. But all right, Ruth, what do you think?
Well, I wondered also about the presidential question.
Yeah.
Okay, the bumper was the song going down the Mississippi to New Orleans.
Yeah, who did it?
Gary Sinise and the Great Lakes Naval Band.
Not even close.
Oh, all right. Now the presidential
Lincoln
question.
Yes.
Lincoln?
Yeah.
Most executive orders?
Nope.
Okay. Calling out the National Guard the most?
Nope.
Or military?
Nope.
Okay. And then how about a trivia on sage? White sage or sage?
Well, no. We on the screen before it said you wanted a trivia on Chinese New Year.
All right, go ahead. Prior.
Yes, yeah, so, well, actually, it is this one, actually, and it's the year of the horse in 2026 coming up, and you wanted multiple choice, too. So which element is paired with the horse in 2026? Would that be earth, air, fire, or water?
Wow. Fire?
Yep, it is a fire horse. You're absolutely right. All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about that? So hang on. Don't go away.
Do you know what the difference is between their saying fire horse and otherwise other years?
Yeah, absolutely. It has to do when they look at what it means. You know, just being a horse is not enough. You have to add the fire qualities to it as well.
Well, this is the first time I've ever heard that said. Do you
really?
Know that I have never
No, all
seen,
of them.
Yeah.
All the signs have one of the four elements attached to them. Every one of them.
All the elements. Okay. But this is the first time I've heard them referred this year coming, or 2026, as calling it. You know, I haven't ever heard them say the fire snake.
Yeah, but they have that. Absolutely, that's the way it works.
Okay. I have never seen snow in Chinatown. Of all the Chinese New Year's that I've gone to, through the years, I've never seen snow there in February or any time in the winter. Isn't that odd?
I have no idea.
Chicago, Chinatown?
But I can tell you that it's a 60-year cycle when you have the same element and the same sign. So this fire horse blends the horse's speed and independence with the fire's intense, passionate, and volatile energy. Volatile energy.
All right.
So swift, transformative action that favors boldness. Well, we'll see.
All right, thank you. Happy Chinese New Year.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Don is in Beloit. All right, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Hey there. Hey, is your theme smash hits by teeny boppers, like young teenage smash hit?
Well, there are no smash hits in there. And you're on the right track with teeny boppers, but not exactly.
Okay. Well, I was also gonna. My parents were obsessed with "To Sir with Love" and soundtrack movie and other goofy things that they listened to. So I knew Missy Lulu there.
Mm-hmm.
As well as your caller there. So anyway. You had a really smart caller, Raleigh, last week, who I studied Abe Lincoln so much. I also was thinking what he was guessing was most presidential and military pardons. You know, Lincoln had so many people that he pardoned during the midst of the war and everything. Yeah. But that wasn't it.
I would not advise looking at this question historically. Even though he did it more than any other president, I don't think you're going to see it in a historical journal.
Yeah. I read so many hundreds of books on Lincoln and so on. He certainly had the most murder trials. As a lawyer, he did them all. I think he did about 17 murder trials. He won all of them except one, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
How about he wrote the most letters?
Mm-mm. Next.
He only had, okay. Shook the most hands?
Nope.
I'm saving the best for last.
All right.
He was certainly athletic. What, maybe like he did something like, he was famous for rail splitting logs into fence rails.
Nope.
He visited the most troops. He certainly went to a lot of active battlefields the most.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, Lincoln was the only one that's well known to have a patent. He was the only president to have an actual patent.
Nope.
Okay. He was also best at being tall. He was the tallest president.
Nope.
Well, I certainly have been puzzled and scratching my head on this, so thank you. Thank you so much for playing Professor Longhair the other night for me. Come to the Mardi Gras. That was great.
Very good.
I think you should play Tipitina. It's Mardi Gras tomorrow or something. You should play Tipitina this week, I think. I don't know.
Right. Let me get out the request log and add that again. I almost did play Tipitina, but I know you wanted to come to the Mardi Gras.
I really do. So thank you for. He's such a national treasure. He was.
Okay.
Well, what do you got for a World War II airplane question?
Well, it's easy. You'll get it right away.
You always say that.
Well, you usually do. What was the nickname of the B-24 Liberator, which carried Olympic runner Louis Zamperini as its bombardier and crash-landed at sea?
Oh, my God. They made so many thousands of those. My goodness. This doesn't ring a bell. What's the heck? What's the name of this Liberator?
Louis Zamperini. Well, that's not the Liberator is the plane, I think. But no, Louis Zamperini is the bombardier.
Oh. And you're sure it's a B-24 Liberator?
Well, I'm sure that's what the question says at Key Aero, but what the hell do I know?
Because, boy, that's the same. That name sounds really familiar as a B-29 pilot, the famous boxcar. It's not boxcar. That was Nagasaki. Sorry, I was just confusing people, pilots' names or something. Raleigh, I haven't the slightest idea, I don't think, on this one.
All right. I'm looking up Zamperini. Let's find out about him here. Here he is. All right. Wow. From 1917 to July 2014, American World War II veteran, Olympic distance runner, and Christian evangelist.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So,
right.
His plane, though, as far as planes go, was where to go? I've lost the plane. No, it's here somewhere. Was a minute ago anyway. Oh yeah, here it is.
The unbroken guy. Yeah.
Yes, Louis Zamperini, the bombardier Louis Zamperini on the B-24 Liberator. The Liberator was called the Green Hornet.
Oh yeah, this is a terrible story. It was like like the squadron. Messed up plane that nobody used, and he got stuck using it on a mission. It was terrible. Of course, they got lost at sea, and he was, you know, what a saga. Thank you so much for teaching me something. I forgot about
And obviously, obviously he lived, so yeah. It turned out to be a very nice story in the end.
More incredible accomplishments, unbelievable odds. Yep.
All right.
Well,
good deal.
Thank you so much for all you do, and John, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, and you're very close on the theme. You just have to work on it. All right, thanks.
You know, Raleigh, sometimes you just got to think like Raleigh thinks.
You see, right? All right, good deal.
That's what I always think. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
888-876-5593. Now, we've got a few lines available for you if you want them. And before, it was just bumper to bumper, so to speak. There will be another bumper coming up, speaking of bumpers. But we'll get to Laura and Des Plaines, Gunsmoke Trivia. We'll get to Shane driving on I-90. I'm riding tonight. Ooh, I-90. Like it. And MASH TV Trivia. And there's plenty of room for you, too, if you want to get in on the action. There's another bumper stumper coming up in a few minutes right here on WGN Radio. For doo-wop fans, that's a gift. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, on Monday Night Trivia, we'd love to hear from you. We've got a few lines open, and we've got questions at play. Next hour, we'll reveal Abe Lincoln. He's said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? All right, you don't like that? Don't know my bumper stumpers? Oh, have your own category. Yeah, everybody knows something about something. And Laura is in Des Plaines. So, Laura, how's it going tonight?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. First of all, I have a question from the John Records Landecker for you.
You do?
Yeah, well, he was wondering, Leslie Gore, he plays the Leslie Gore song every night.
Yeah.
You know, because he does this little newscast where nothing bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played, because today's the anniversary of her death, he played the whole song, or a minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody called and said, or texted and said, well, now that you played it, are you allowed to play it again when it comes to your newscast? And I texted him, and I said, Raleigh would know.
Oh. Well, all right. This is one of those areas of gray, and that is news talk stations get a special license for music rights from ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and the others. And the deal is some people think, well, you can play 30 seconds or you can play 42 seconds. It's not like that. And so you can use it to establish a segment, but in terms of how often or what, there's nothing written about that. Now, the other thing is a station like WGN, which will air music as well, you know, whether they're doing Wolfman Jack on the weekends or Frank Sinatra or whatever, they'll either have a blanket license or they'll pay per cut. When I worked, many of the talk stations I worked at where I was playing Friday Night Trivia, I'd play the whole damn songs, but I'd have to give them a list. And that list, they'd pay for each one of them. So it can be done in a variety of ways, but there's no hard, fast, these are the rules. Hello?
Okay.
Operator.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good
so, answer. So that's it. Now, usually I would say you're never going to have trouble if you play 15 seconds of something, even if you play 30 seconds of something. You're never going to have trouble.
And it's only once a year that he's going to
do this. Yeah, I know, but they don't care about any of that. But I mean, in general, you know, I'm sure WGN is right with all the performing rights acts, and so it probably isn't an issue at all. But my issue is, which Leslie Gore record did he pick?
It's Stupid Sunshine Lollipop Song.
Actually, that's not a terrible one.
It can be annoying night after night.
It's not. You know, it could be a lot worse. And actually, her version of Look of Love, all because of Quincy Jones' production, is one of my favorite records.
Okay.
You know, now what's really sad is when they put out a greatest hit CD on her, you know, here again, they always remix stuff. Some idiot decided they were going to be better than Quincy Jones, and they took out all of the background stuff that mattered. You know, the deal is those 60s records, what was wonderful about the production is the vocals were buried in the music and the background. And so, you know, they took all that out, and it was like, oh my God, if I was Leslie Gore, I'd sue him. So, yeah, but the original production, man, it doesn't, do you remember Look of Love by her?
I do, and I also remember, didn't she do a song like, You Don't Own Me?
Oh, sure, that was a big song for her. She really cared about that song.
That was kind of gutsy for the time, wasn't it?
Well, to an extent, but, you know, everything she did was a little gutsy for one reason or another, but that was a record that she just loved. I think she was at Grossinger's when she was approached with that song and just really wanted to do it. So yeah, she didn't write it, but she did it, and yeah. But, and you know, I didn't particularly care for it one way or another. You know, again, there it is, the production values. So, yep. Well, rest in peace, Leslie Gore, I guess. It's so funny when, you know, her family had connections and Quincy Jones came to her house in New Jersey when she was, in high school, a kid, and they were going to go over what records. And they listened to like 30 or 40 demos. And none of them were in the yes pile. One was in the maybe, and everything else was a no. And the one that was the maybe was It's My Party.
Huh.
So that's
kind of funny.
Yeah, that's how that started. Oh, I'm in the news. I blew the news again. Oh, well. But, you know, yeah, if you're listening to WGN, you're hearing the news. If you're listening to my stream, you're hearing me. And if you're on the phone, obviously, we're talking. All right, I blew it again, Laura. We're going to do Gunsmoke trivia, are we?
Yeah, all whenever right, you're ready.
Yeah, well, whenever the news is done, we'll be back and we'll do it. Hang on, don't go away. WGN Radio. Monday Night Trivia with Raleigh James, and that is a pure Chicago record. It was on the Starview label, which was Clarence Johnson's label in the early 70s, mostly soul stuff, which this would be included. However, they did have quite the hit. It wasn't this, but obviously. All right, so 888-876-5593. And we were talking to Laura, and Laura, of course, is in Des Plaines, and we were going to do some Gunsmoke trivia.
Better than you are.
Yes, I know. And, of course, I've since lost it. Let me find it here. And it was
while you're looking, I just want to shout out to Lisa and Dundee.
Yes. Well, thanks to you both. You saved me
my
again.
My partner in crime, and we call each other Statler and Waldorf, the two old men who heckle the crowd. She's from the Muppet Show. She's one person who can call me every day, and she does not annoy me. And that takes kind of a lot.
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. Well, I am indebted to both of you, especially tonight, because I really ran in here when this show was starting. And, man, if I didn't have that list, I don't know what I'd do. Because you guys are great at coming up with stuff that I would never think of, so it's perfect.
Well, now we're kind of running out of things, and they're getting a little hard. If you want us to do some repeats or go back to elementary things,
well, you listen to the show. I leave it to you. Whatever you would like to do, but we're going to do this Gunsmoke trivia, and I'm ready for you.
Ready.
What was Doc's first name? You know, Doc Adams.
Dalen.
Yes, absolutely right. There you are. Who was he played by? That's just for extra credit.
Milburn Stone.
Yes, 100% right. Well, aren't I impressed? Well, hang on. We'll add to that address.
Well, I only watched 4 hours of it today. Yeah.
Only. All right, so that's 4 hours more than I've ever watched. So, all right. Okay, well, hang on. Don't go away. Yes, so that was Galen. Absolutely, the good old doctor was Galen. All right, so we put Laura on hold with my profuse thanks to her for all she does. All right, but Stan in Dearborn knows a bumper or two. So, Stan, what'd you hear you know?
Hi, Raleigh. I heard the Every Day of the Week by the Students.
Yes.
And for the theme, I'm thinking, because I know a couple of other ones, I just don't want to give them away, but I'm thinking that all of them had hits while they're teenagers, before 16 or something like that.
Good enough. Actually, what it was, yes, before they were old enough to drive, well under 16, they recorded a record. Not necessarily a hit, but recorded, actual on vinyl that they had to show to the grandkids these days. But yes, many of them 12 and 13, so yes, that was it. All right.
Okay.
And good deal. So you know some more. Well, good. I don't know if anybody else is going to guess any of them, but we'll see. Hang on. Don't go away. And thank you for calling.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Yeah. Can always depend on Stan. So let's see here. We'll be doing some MASH TV trivia. And let's see. Dave on the north side would like to do some 5x5. So why don't we do that? And then Marty called back and says, Jimi Hendrix trivia. We already did that. You want more of it? Well, we could probably do that too. But Shane, hang on, Shane. Don't go away. I promise not to leave you there. Dave on the north side, your 5x5 awaits.
Hello.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is a blue moon?
Full moon?
Well, it is, but more than that, obviously there aren't blue moons every month, and there are full moons every month, so what is a blue moon?
A new moon?
No. A blue moon is the second full moon of the month.
Yeah.
Which tennis tournament is played on grass?
Wimbledon?
Yes. What swimmer has won the most gold medals in the Olympics?
Lance Armstrong or
Michael Phelps. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Okay, yeah. Bye. So good deal. There we have poor disgruntled Dave. All right. So we will find out what Shane wants with MASH, what Marty called back about. There's plenty of room for you, too. We may have room for 2020 news, all that and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I just wish they'd leave us alone.
'cause when we tell them just how much we love each other, it's the same old song, and then they say it's a puppy love romance. They don't know how we feel inside and just how much they hurt our pride, and this is what we tell.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yes, 14-year-old sensation, don't you know? That's what it says on the record, Backbeat Records. And that was 1964. And yeah, you know who that is, but not for that song, I don't think. All right, so we have Shane. And Shane, last we checked, was on I-90. So all right, Shane, now find out where you are right now. Welcome back to WGN Radio. You still driving?
I'm still driving, Raleigh.
Okay, where are we?
I'm actually going right through downtown Chicago, right around the 290-90 split, Jane Byrne interchange.
Oh, man. All right. All right. And you
kind of hectic when you're driving a big truck through there.
I guess, yes, because of the idiot four-wheelers who don't understand the basic laws of physics.
No comment.
Yeah, I understand. That's right. Well, you're better than me. I'd be mowing them over. But let's see what we've got here. And obviously, there were war meant a lot of rotations in personnel. So people came and go, even stars. When Frank leaves, who replaces him?
Frank Burns.
Yeah, who replaces him? And you know Frank's personality, so it has to be somebody whose name would match that personality as far as I'm concerned.
Are we talking the actor or the...
No, just the character. The character.
The character.
Yeah, we don't care who the actor is. The character.
I can't remember anybody replacing him.
Major Charles Emerson Winchester.
Oh, that's right.
All right, well, keep driving, and thanks for taking me along for the ride.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right, yeah, love to ride. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Marty called back in Indiana. All right, Marty, what are we doing now?
Okay, Drip, I just told you, today's my birthday.
Yes.
Can we change it up? Baseball. 1975
baseball trivia?
Yes.
All right. Well, sure. Why not? I remember it. Let's see. I used to run some of those games, see, because I know about the Big Red Machine in 1975 and in the seven-game World
Series. You're not that much younger than me. Come on now.
Yeah, no, I used to run those games for the Reds, yes. Famous stories of me doing that, too, that I'm sure most people who were around then would rather forget. Fortunately, most of them are dead. All right, so I mentioned the 1975 Cincinnati Reds and their seven-game World Series, the Big Red Machine. Who did they defeat?
My favorite team, Boston Red Sox.
Absolutely right. Yes. And who had the iconic Game 6 home run?
His name is Mr. Carlton Fisk.
Absolutely
Mr. Carlton Fisk.
Absolutely right. And it was interesting. A lot of interesting people on that team. Frank Robertson became MLB's first black manager. What team? These are just extra credit you've already won.
Say that again.
Frank Robinson became MLB's first black manager with what team?
Baltimore Orioles?
Cleveland Indians. But that's okay. You already got it, but that was just for extra credit. All right. Okay. So very good. And, of course, that was the first back-to-back championship for the Reds. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. 1975 and 76.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my extra credit?
Yeah, no, yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday. I can see Sparky Anderson as I'm talking to you. All right, so hang on, don't go away. We'll add to your stash, and again, the prizes are worthless. All right, so yes, and yes, indeed, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, oh man, thank God they're all gone. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I don't think I break again until top of the hour. Well, a little before at 57. So if I'm wrong, I know that I'll be told. Yes, I'll be kept in line, but I think we go to 57. And if you'd like to call, this is a perfect time to do it because it is Monday Night Trivia. And, you know, if I'm asking the questions, I can't answer them as well. But it's always fun to take time out for a little 2020 news. They feature reminiscent of CKLW. It's news stories you hear on newscasts coast to coast, maybe not written quite this way. So Steve Langford and Kevin Gershon put it together, and it's always a lot of fun.
Pitbull Panic, plus Hollywood Park Problems, and Take Me Out to the Brickyard. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Bad dog day afternoon. A Queens bus stop turned into canine chaos when two vicious pit bulls reportedly mauled pedestrians until NYPD officers opened fire to stop the attack, wounding one of the dogs and later transferring it to shelter care. The other held for rabies observation. Bystanders bit but refused treatment as cops scrambled to end the furry frenzy. And while one canine lay wounded, critics spar over force and fur flying public safety. Only in Gotham can waiting for the bus turn into a barking battleground and a blue-uniformed beat cop outdrawn by a pit bull's bite. Pocket Park Peril. Hollywood's tiny Lexington Pocket Park is sparking big-time safety shivers as neighbors say the playground has turned into a drug den disaster. Dirty debris, human waste horror, and graffiti galore, including what residents say looks like an MS-13 gang symbol. Some locals link the lingering fear to broader fentanyl fallout in the area, and they're pushing petitions to shut it down or switch its purpose. City leaders say the park gets daily service and they're exploring changes, because in LA, even a pocket park can become a public safety problem. Weenie 500. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity slog. Whoever came up with the idea to race them wacky wiener mobiles should get an Oscar Mayer. Hip hip hooray for the half dozen highway hot dogs set to hightail it at Indy Memorial Day weekend. The wonderful world of wiener mobiles will be live on Fox. Them silly slowpoke sausages can only do 60. But these days, America could really use a good belly laugh. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
So there you have it. And like I said, always fun. And so 888-876-5593 on Monday Night Trivia. And Cleveland Dennis checks in from Elgin. All right, Cleveland Dennis, what's going on?
Yeah, hi, Raleigh. I wanted to thank you for playing some of my requests last week. It was pretty cool because I heard them. But
good.
I'm calling in because I want to have you ask me about Cleveland Indians trivia.
Okay, I can do that. Let me go
right.
ahead and do this.
I happen to be at that game you were just talking about
yeah.
with Frank Robinson.
Yeah, all
opening
right.
day in Cleveland. I was in the upper level, looking over home plate, and Frank Robinson hit a home run.
Yes,
he was
absolutely.
A player manager that year.
Well, so here we go. We're going old, though. All right. I want to know which manager led the Indians to their first World Series title, and it was 1920 against Brooklyn. And he was a player manager.
1920.
Yeah, he was a player manager, and he hit an RBI triple.
The shortstop was beamed in that game, in one of those games, and he died.
Whoa.
Ray Chapman,
no.
the shortstop.
Well, it wasn't.
The manager.
Yeah, he was
wait,
also
the
player.
Manager. Yeah. I'm just blurting out a statement about what happened in that World Series.
Yeah.
The manager, it's not Sisler. You're going to give me a moment to think about this one.
Yeah, so he was the manager, also hit an RBI triple in the deciding game, which the Indians won 3-0.
I'm going to say it's not Lou Avarillo. I just don't know this one tonight.
It's a guy named Tris Speaker.
Tris Speaker. Oh, he's in the Hall of Fame as a hitter.
Yeah.
Should have known that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's all right. We'll have plenty of Cleveland Indians questions for you coming up.
All right, next time. Right. Make a request tomorrow. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, we'll be getting to Jeff in Beloit. Maybe we can do that right now, actually. Jeff in Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Good. Hi, Raleigh.
So what, you want to guess on Lincoln? Yes, he is said to have done it more than any other president.
I remember in eighth grade, the teacher was teaching us about Lincoln, and he had a security guard or bodyguard that he slept with.
You don't mean it the way I'm thinking about it. I'm sure you don't.
No.
All right. So it has.
He did. He just slept close to him to protect him.
It has nothing to do with security guards.
Oh, because his name was Pinkerton. All right.
All right.
So then I have a trivia question. If you could ask me about either nose art on an airplane or art on a tank, World War II.
All right, let's talk about some nose art here, because the B-17 pinup was pretty famous. Who was it?
You asked me that, and I forgot what it was. It was like Lynn something or other, Laura.
It's Memphis Belle. Memphis Belle. So I don't think I did.
Oh, you asked me the most popular one.
Yeah, okay. Right, but no, this was...
Yes, that is right, you know, yeah. Memphis Belle.
Memphis Belle, you remember her. All right, so there's plenty of art to go around, so call me again next week.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good night.
You too. All right, so we have another hour of trivia coming up, which means I'm pleading, pleading for your calls as far as that goes, because, you know, it's just not fair with trivia. If I'm asking the questions, I can't answer them to. Of course, I could take a look at this day in history and see what's going on. I probably will do that, actually. But, man, I miss Carol. She was so great. Not only would she give me all this wonderful show prep, but, you know, if somebody had died or whatever, she was just always right on it. And I'm just such a slug. But I'll try to come up with something to entertain. Of course, I can take her notes from last year and just up it by a year. But somebody died in December. Well, a lot of people died in December, obviously. But I mean, someone in the music world died, and I already forgot who that was. And I thought, oh man, I'm sorry, I didn't know about that. Well, now I guess I still don't know about it. We've got four more bumper stumpers coming up, and now we know our theme. All of these kids recorded before they were old enough to drive. They were all 12, 13, 14 years old, and we've played several. And as far as guesses, we've got the students and Lulu, but everybody else is still up for grabs, some of which I'm surprised, but we'll play another one in moments right here. I see. Oh, I didn't play that one. I played the, yeah, I'm confusing myself even. All right. So good deal. There will be four more, and hopefully I won't have played them already. And we'll do it right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Shake it,
can't seem to shake it.
When I go to bed,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. On some levels, I can see why they didn't release it. On other levels, man, I wish they had. I think it would have been a great hit. But you should know who she is. An unreleased, around mid-60s on Chess. All right, so who is she? 888-876-5593. All right, now we're going to do charts. Two of them, 1974 with Mark and Aurora and 1964 with Ralph and Rockford. But Jim in Richmond wants to do a little 5x5, so let's get out of the way first. So, Jim, how are you doing?
How can anyone complain? Yesterday and today, I sat outside in the sun. Today it got to 63 degrees.
Wonderful.
And number two, I wanted to mention that last week you had asked a trivia question, and that same episode was on TV.
Oh.
And tonight's MASH episode is when they replaced Frank.
I'll be darned. How about that?
That was the same question that you asked.
Sure. Wish I could predict the lottery numbers as well as I did that. I don't know.
And then I wanted to say one more thing before the 5x5. You had a little trouble with fast food restaurants, but I suggest this week you go to Culver's because they have walleye.
I know they do. I had it the other day. I beat you to
it. We had it Friday afternoon.
Okay, yes. Actually, it was Friday for me, too. I did. I went in and they had the walleye. I was, oh, good, I'll have the walleye. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. For whatever reason, John does not like Culver's. So as far as the taste of the fish, and I think it goes back to one time he took a bite and it burned the entire inside of his mouth because it was that hot. And so he's, I'm never eating there again. And so, okay. So when he's otherwise doing something else, I go to Culver's.
Right. That was the French fries on Friday where they were so hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about that? All right.
I do very well on 5x5 when I'm listening, so I wonder how I'm going to do on this one.
What is the gift for the first anniversary?
Oh, I'm going to say, is that paper?
Yes, absolutely right. What are the names of Ozzy and Harriet's two sons?
Oh, all I can think of is Ricky.
And
I couldn't think
his older brother.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
That was David. All right.
Okay. What? I missed one.
What is the largest citrus fruit?
That would be a grapefruit.
Actually, it would be a pomelo, whatever a pomelo is.
Never heard of it.
Me neither. You and I are in total agreement on that. I would have gone with grapefruit also, so let's find out what a pomelo is. Never heard of this damn thing. That's pretty big. The pomelo is the largest citrus fruit, known as a sweet, mild, and non-bitter alternative to grapefruit, with a taste often described as a mix of melon and citrus. Native to Southeast Asia, well, that's why we don't see them, I guess, these large, thick-rind, yellow-green fruits are high vitamin C, potassium, and antioxidants, eaten fresh by removing the thick rind, obviously, and commonly used in salads, desserts, and fresh-pressed juices. Never heard of them. So now we know.
Oh, well.
There's always next week.
Laura and Lisa found two real hard ones tonight.
Yeah, well, there you go. But there's always next week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before that.
Oh, I want to talk to you tomorrow about fast food restaurants.
Excellent. I've got a full 3 hours. We'll do it.
Okay, and thank you for everything, and have a great evening.
All right, you too. Thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. Yeah, my fast food saga of actually paying for it and getting absolutely nothing is online if you wanted to read it. So we won't review it on the air. And again, wouldn't state the name of it on the air because I don't use my microphone as a weapon, but I did print it. All right, Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening.
How are you?
What's left of it? No, it's actually good morning now.
It is where you are, yes.
Yeah. All okay.
Right.
Good evening for you.
Yes, yes, it absolutely is. We're expecting some rain, maybe some thunderstorms. We're looking forward.
Yeah, we broke a temperature record today.
So I heard. That's very nice.
Yep.
Of course, that won't last. You know that. All right.
So, no, we're going to plummet back down shortly.
Yeah, that's what they said. All right. Well, it's winter.
Plummet back down is redundant because plummet almost suggest down automatically.
Well, yes, it wouldn't be up. You're right. Nobody plummets up.
Yeah.
All right.
Nope.
So that's it.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do the week of February 16th, 1974. Are you ready?
Okay. Okay.
Number one, The Way We Were.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. Number two, Love's Theme.
Oh, I love that one. Barry White and his orchestra. The Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yes, that's right. Love Unlimited Orchestra. Number three, You're 16. And, of course, that's a remake of Johnny Burnett.
Ringo.
That's right.
Star.
Number four, Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do.
Oh, I have loved this one for a long time. Aretha Franklin, mm-hmm. and written by Stevie Wonder.
That's right. And last week I played them doing it as a duet. Which they did on Soul Train.
Oh, too bad I missed that.
Yeah, it was nice. They did it together on Soul Train on one of the music award shows. All right, number five, Spiders.
Maybe you could replay that tonight.
Well, not tonight, but let's see. Oh. Although I don't know if nobody caught. Yeah, maybe I could. I got to find it, I'll look for that. But okay, so number six is Spiders and Snakes.
Number five.
I'm sorry, Spiders. Spiders and Snakes.
Jim Stafford.
Yes, number six, The Americans.
Byron McGregor.
Yeah, number seven, Let Me Be There.
Olivia Newton-John.
Number eight, Jungle Boogie.
Cool and the King.
Number nine, Boogie Down. Or number eight or whatever it was. No, it is number nine. Boogie Down.
Eddie Kendricks?
Yes, absolutely. And number 10, Rock On.
David Essex.
Absolutely right. That's excellent. So let's see how far you get. Number 11, okay. Show and Tell.
Al Wilson?
Yep. Number 12, Seasons in the Sun.
Terry Jackson.
Yep. Anybody who's ever heard the world's worst hit records knows that comes up. Number 13, Put Your Hands Together.
Could you play it?
Yeah, I figured that was coming. Let me see. All right, let's see what we can do. Let's see. It should come up here. Come on. Yeah, all right. We have a couple versions of it here. But as far as this particular chart action, here we go. No, but that's a nice guess. The OJs.
Ah, okay.
But you did very well. Now, while you're on the phone,
alrighty.
While you're on the phone here, let me see if I can find that thing you wanted to hear, because I played it last week, but not from this studio. But that should not affect me. I should still be able to pull that up from the other studio. So I hope, or not. But we'll find out. All right. No, I don't want to do that. All right, let's see. I'll just spell it out. Maybe I have to do that.
It's good that iPhones have decent sound quality.
Yes, yes. Although, you know, the C-Crane company use their Bluetooth otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see if this will do it. Maybe this will. I'm going to... actually going to start this in, because she does like a little thing going into it, but let's just cut her off here a little bit and see if we can get to what you want to hear. Wait. I'm still playing the OJs. Never mind that.
Still doing the OJs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You'll never hear her over the OJs, not on this system. All right, so here we'll go.
Could you guys look to me? You just don't know. mixed by Mr. Stevie Wonder, called me late one night and said, Ree, I got a song for you. I said, I'll take it. He said, send somebody down to get it.
He called her Ree.
Some good. Yeah, so there you go.
I was, I kind of fell in love with that song late because what happened was when it came out in 1974, I was usually hearing it in mono because that was all I had. But at some point, I got some, speakers that were capable of doing holographic stereo. I mean, it's... And by the way, it's the closest I've ever come as a sight-impaired person to seeing three-dimensionally because these speakers really got the front and back dimensions. And suddenly, you could hear the percussion in 3D and other aspects of that music. And I just fell in love with that song at that point. And I've never fallen out of love with it.
All right, well, good deal. Well, now you heard it of the two of them together. All right.
So, right, okay.
Hang
good
on,
night.
You are a winner. Don't go away. All right, absolutely. And so that was 1974. We'll be doing 1964 with Ralph. Say goodbye to Mark. We're going to talk to Jackie with Roy Rogers Trivia. Kimberly and Dalton's got guesses on Lincoln. You know, Lincoln's going to get identified here at the end of the night. That's right, and that wonderful question is... Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? All right, so there you have that. And we also, Isaac and the large fruit. Yes, that'll be fun. I'll like that conversation. And like I say, Ralph and Rockford for 1964. So all that and more coming up and another Bumper Stumper next on WGN Radio.
But now you want to run around, live it up and paint the town. You're gonna paint yourself in a corner. The way you do it, the things you do. You're gonna paint yourself in a corner. You'll be the blame, nobody. Saying it's for your number one by one. You're gonna paint yourself in a corner. If you don't know what you're doing, leave it alone. You're gonna paint yourself in a corner before you find yourself without a home.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Very underrated soul group of the early 70s. Yeah, on the Kwanzaa label. Yes, this one from 1973. Who are they? 888-876-5593. And again, all of them were kids. Yeah, not old enough to drive when they were in a recording studio. And this group actually was with several things. So who are they? All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, so let's see. I think we can get some stuff in before the news. We'll see. I'll try to watch the time. Good luck to me on that. Jackie in Wilmington, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, so we're going to do Roy Rogers trivia, yes?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, he was born Leonard Sly. He picked the name Roy Rogers for two reasons. Roy was chosen to represent one thing, and Rogers honored someone. Why did he pick Roy Rogers?
Oh, gosh. I think he picked Rogers from Will Rogers, but Roy, I'm not sure.
You're absolutely right about Will Rogers. That's half right right there. Roy was chosen to represent royalty.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know.
But you were half right, so what the heck? Glad you did the list again. It'll take forever to get anything at all, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. So don't go away and don't stand by the mailbox. Hang on. All right, so 888-876-5593. The certificates are fun. But, you know, you get like a 45 or a tabloid or you get something. Right now, in moments from now, we get the news, and then we have a half hour. We will be revealing what Lincoln is said to have done more times than any other president. Kimberly's going to take a guess on that. Large Fruit with Isaac, and man, there's so many ways to go with that. And Ralph in Rockford, we're going to do 1964 charts. All right, so all that and more coming up in the final half hour tonight of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who were they? 1956 on OK. All right, so one more to go tonight, and we already got our theme. All in a recording studio before they were old enough to drive. So that is the deal. Now, before we do anything else, Kimberly and Dalton wants to guess on our Lincoln question, which within the next 20 minutes will absolutely be revealed. Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. So, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
How's Jean doing?
She's a little under the weather today, but she wanted me to ask you something, too.
Okay.
Her mother would be 126, and one of her favorite songs, and I don't know if you're into going that far back, but my grandmother loved to play It's Just an Old Shanty in Old Shanty Town. So she didn't know if you ever played them that old.
Yeah,
but
sure. Let me write it down on the list so I don't lose it, because otherwise I will. Okay. Yeah, 126. I think that's the age my mother would be right now if she were alive.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's Just an Old Shanty, all right, for Gene. All right, okay.
Okay, the only guess I had was only once, but he was the only one that did it. He owned a tavern and he had a bartender's license.
What a nice guess. It's not right, but what a nice guess. Yeah, you'll know in 20 minutes, and once again, yeah, it's a good thing you're not here. All right, so... Well, my best to your mom. Hope she feels better soon.
Okay, Raleigh. Okay, you thanks. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Isaac on the South Side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. Okay, wait. Can I guess on the Abe Lincoln
of
thing?
Of course you can.
Before we get started? Okay. Let me... attended plays?
Nope.
Sat in box seats?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Then those are only two guesses.
Okay.
All right. So you were talking... Oh, wait. One other thing. I'm sorry. February 10th, Leontine Price turned 100 years old.
Oh, okay.
The opera, but I was surprised to find out she was still living.
Wow.
Moving on. Pomelo's.
Yes.
I eat one every single night. It is honestly probably, I'm not going to say it's my favorite fruit, but I do love it. It comes out around the winter, around Christmas time, along with pomegranates.
Okay.
And so I try to buy what's in season, and pomelo's are part of what's in season, and they're just starting to wane out. I have four of them sitting in my refrigerator right now. I eat one every single night. It's bigger than a grapefruit.
Much, okay.
Not, it's pretty bigger than a grapefruit. When I show it to my grandmother, she always thinks it's a melon. They said that it tastes like a melon. I don't taste melon when I eat it. It tastes like a dry grapefruit.
Sounds good.
You peel the, you know when you eat like an orange and it's sectioned off into,
yes,
like, I don't know what you call those. Okay, on a pomelo, that they are too tough. You cannot bite into it like you would bite into a section of an orange. So you have to peel it open,
okay,
and the little tiny, like, I don't even know, because it gets smaller and smaller, the little tiny things that make up the orange section, like they look like little beads or little raindrops, those are so juicy, but when you bite into them, but when you're pulling them apart, they're really dry, but they are so good. And apparently, it's one of the oldest fruits. You know, all of our fruits have been... I don't know if this is a word, but genetically modified to
but
be
they become,
sweeter, bigger,
yeah, right, hybrid.
Selectively bred.
Right, but yes, the pomelo is non-hybrid.
That's what I was about to say. It's one of the original fruits when Christopher Columbus went to, where did he go, West Indies? That's one of the fruits that he found there. And it, I think it goes back to like, I don't want to say the dinosaurs, but it's a pretty old fruit, and it's really good. I don't know why they said melon, but it tastes more so just like a grapefruit, just much, much drier.
Oh,
I bought a grapefruit on accident thinking I was buying a pomelo, and I'm like, well, I'll just eat the grapefruit like I eat the pomelo. And the grapefruit is far too wet, far too juicy,
okay,
to divide it. Yeah, and so I'm surprised that question came up. And I knew it when I heard it. I knew exactly what the answer was.
Well, so I've never heard of it, but it sounds great. Now, they have trees, obviously. They grow on trees that can grow to 50
trees,
feet
yeah,
tall.
Yes.
With
yeah,
a crooked
wow,
trunk.
Wow, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I wonder if you could grow any here in the States, or if it's got to be Asia.
I would no, because Columbus found them in like Haiti, Dominican Republic. Like, I would imagine that they would be able to grow it in Florida. And I know in Asia they will cover them. They grow so big. That's why I'm assuming that the trunk is crooked, because it, you know, hangs down so lowly. They make candy with the rind. The rind is really, really, really thick. The rind is much... it takes a lot kind of to... You really need a knife to cut into the rind and then peel it back. You can't really peel it like you would peel a orange or a grapefruit.
Now, I just looked it up. And it will grow in any warm subtropical to tropical climates. So in the United States, it will Florida, California, Arizona, and Texas. You can also grow them in pots. So now I think I want to grow one of these and see what this is like.
I go to Mariano's in Evergreen Park, and they have a bunch of them. But I think I've bought them all up. They're $2.99 a piece.
Okay.
And You just like you would do a citrus, I try to get the heaviest one because I'm sure that that's the juiciest one. Well, they put out the last batch that they have, and they're all light as a feather. And I'm like, what? I bought the last four that were really heavy, and I'm like, I think the season is coming to an end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I look forward to them every year,
though. And they have another name. I didn't know this. They have the Shaddock, Shaddock.
Shaddock. Okay, I never heard of that.
Yeah. So how about that?
All right, thank you, Rob.
Well, thank you. Now I'm going to get myself a pomelo. Thanks, appreciate
it. All right.
All right. So I normally don't eat stuff that I can't recognize, but now Isaac has sold me. I'm going to get myself a pomelo. All right, we'll see how that goes. So going to get some Lincoln guesses here very quickly. Scott in Oak Lawn, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
How are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I felt better, but... Class four. Anyway, I feel better than I look, but that ain't saying much. How is that?
All right, good deal. I can relate.
Celebrated my 69th birthday as of about 15 minutes, half an hour ago.
Happy birthday.
Anyway. Oh yeah. I'm really happy. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm laughing at that, absolutely. But you're still young. You're still in your 60s, so you're a young boy. All right, so what do you think?
So my guess is changed his shoes.
No. But that's a nice guess. I like it. All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for listening. What, are you kidding me with that? All right. So let's see more Lincoln guesses. Jake and Skokie, what do you think?
Well, he suspended the writ of habeas corpus in order to lock a lot more people up because of the war.
Yeah.
But, and I don't think any other president did that.
Yep. Not remotely close to what I'm looking for.
Not what you're looking for. Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying, though. Appreciate it.
Same.
Yeah. The historians will not be reporting this. I guarantee you they will. I shouldn't say that. But, you'll know. Within minutes, you'll know. There's one more bumper coming up, a very familiar one at that. So we'll see how you do at 888-876-5593. Dave on the north side wants his Flintstones multiple choice. Ralph in Rockford, we're going to do 1964 charts. I'm looking forward to that. Naoto in Japan, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. Raleigh James. All right, so there you have it. That's the final bumper stumper. That's the 11th of 11 in a row. Yes, indeed. 1966. Who is it? All right, so we've already knocked out the theme quite a while ago, and we're looking at the artists. So in the meantime, we have a couple things to do, and then we get to Ralph, who is always fun. So Dave on the north side wants his Flintstones trivia. Dave's back. Are you ready?
Can I request a song real quick?
Let's get the list out so we don't lose it entirely. And your request is what?
You heard of a man named Gene Howard?
Yeah.
I think, let's see, a song called Our Waltz.
Okay. I'll find this. Yeah, I know. Kind of like you wanted to hear Three Coins in the Fountain. And did you hear that, by the way? I played it last week for you.
Yeah, by Four Aces.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I was going to tell you that that would be one of my secretly admired requests for Frank Sinatra did it.
Yes, of course, in the movie.
Because his version is like so so soft with the violins and stuff.
Right.
I was telling my girlfriend that all my friends would tease me if they heard his version of it, because for guys, that's kind of wimpy.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, what you like, you like what you like. I wouldn't question the good things. All right,
I don't care if they tease me. I still listen to them.
There you are. So now, Flintstones. What recipe does Wilma sell to the Safe Stone supermarket chain? Would it be Bronto Burger, Gravel Berry Pie, Cactus Cooler, or Crush Rock Candy?
I think it's the one with the pie.
Gravel Berry Pie.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
Fred going crazy.
Yep, you're right. Fred lost his job, so he coronated himself as the Gravelberry Pie King and started selling Wilma's Gravelberry Pies to Safe Stone, which was going really well until Wilma calculates that they're losing money on every pie, so she sells Safe Stone the recipe instead.
Yeah, I was going to bring up how Barney kept on reminding Fred that he was losing money, and then they get mad at him.
Yep, and he was. All right, hang on. We'll confirm this. Don't go away. And I'll try not to hang up on him. John said I've been doing that all night. Yeah, because they reversed hold and drop, and so I'm slow to learn. All right, so let's see. I believe that, waning moments are coming here. So, Naoto in Japan, I know he wants his Myers-Briggs trivia before the night is out. And Marguerite wants a bumper guess and a Lincoln guess. So, all right, Marguerite, what do you think?
Was it Stevie Wonder, the bumper?
Absolutely right. Stevie Wonder, 1966 on Tamla from the album Uptight.
Yes, thank you. And also, Abraham Lincoln as president up until that time, did he play with his children more?
Nope.
Than other fathers?
Nope. But that's all right. You got your little Stevie Wonder. Hold on. You're absolutely right. All right. So that is the deal. That is little Stevie Wonder. And there, we'll review all 11 if we have time. So Marguerite got it. Yay, Marguerite. All right. So Naoto in Japan. Real quickly here, Myers-Briggs. Okay, Naoto, how's it going today?
Yeah, I'm doing very mentally taxing work right now, so I'm kind of in the middle of break. So
okay, all right. So if you're panting, we won't think you're excited. All right, very good. So let's see what we can do with you. We're going to talk about Myers-Briggs types again, and I'm going to tell you Bruce Wayne from Batman would be an example of this type. They're the visionaries of the world. They can see the big picture and make it happen. They have a talent for forecasting long-term futures and building an original goal around that perceived future. What are they?
I guess he's INTJ.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Hang on. You have redeemed yourself. That's very good. Don't go away. All right. Yay to Naoto. All right. Absolutely. INTJ. 100% right. All right. So now we move swiftly as we don't hang up on Naoto. We put him on hold. And we talk to Ralph in Rockford. So, Ralph, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I know you said swiftly, so I'll try my best to go swiftly.
Well, we'll see how you do. So it would be the week ending, February 15th or February 22nd. Which one do you want?
Well, I would say February. No, I said February 1964, right?
Yeah, right, absolutely. But I mean, the weeks fall. One ends the 15th and the other one ends the 22nd.
Oh, I think it's it doesn't matter. I'll leave it
all
up
right
to you.
All right. Number one, I want to hold your hand.
Oh, that was an easy one. Beatles.
Number two, she loves you.
Beatles.
Number three, Dawn. Go away, I'm no good for you.
Dawn. Oh, that's the Dawn, go away. Was that Four Seasons?
Yes. Number four, You Don't Own Me.
Oh, you just talked about Leslie Gore.
Absolutely. Number five, Jabba.
Oh, that fits into New Orleans. That was the guy with the big trumpet, Al Hurt.
Absolutely. Number six,
Oh, that was Major Lance.
Yes. Number seven, Hey Little Cobra.
Oh, that was, I thought that was a little older hit, but this thing, I think it was with Rip Core.
Yep, absolutely. The group that redid Here I Stand. Number eight, California Sun.
Oh, that was used to be one of my favorites. That was the Riviera.
Yes, that was a remake too. Number nine, What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am?
Oh, well, I know you are not a fool. I know that.
Well, it's not Big Deal in the Rondells version. That came later. So who had it before Big Deal in the Rondells?
I think they were called the Tams.
Absolutely. Joe Pope and the Tams. Number 10, Navy Blue.
Oh, Navy Blue. Oh, that was, I think, almost like a one-hit wonder.
Diane Rainey. Yeah, Diane Rainey, yes. Her name was Renee Cushman, and she was from outside of Philadelphia. Absolutely right. All right, let's see how far you get. Number 11, For You.
Oh, For You.
Yeah, it's not memorable.
No, it's...
But you know who this is.
Yeah, if I know another hit of her.
Oh, what? A him. It's a him.
It's him. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's a him.
Is he English?
No, absolutely not. He's about as American as it gets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ridiculously American. I'll let you hear a little of about it here, and then we're gonna have to go. All right, so you'll get it right away once you hear it.
I don't think so.
No, you will because of the production, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so.
I will gather stars out of the blue for you. Yes, baby, for you.
I mean, it's as identifiable as can be.
Yeah, you just had him in your program, too. That was Ricky Nelson.
Absolutely right. All right, well, you did very well. We'd go further, but we're running out of time. But hang on. Call me earlier. And call me tomorrow night. Call me tomorrow night. We'll talk more. I promise. Hang on. Don't go away. Call early tomorrow night. I'm expecting this, Ralph. All right. So Ralph's going to do that. And I'm going to tell you, because I know you'll just kill me if I don't give you these answers. Abe Lincoln is said to have done this more times than any other president. Done what? Haunted the White House. Among those who claim to have seen him are Winston Churchill, Harry Truman, and Maureen Reagan. So haunted the White House. All right. So, and our bumper stumpers, as we mentioned, all kid records. Number one that I played, the first one, New Orleans, which I thought was a great rendition of it from 1965 on Aurora. That was Eddie Hodges. Number two, Here Comes the Night. The original Here Comes the Night was Lulu. Number three, I Confess. That was Paul Anka. Number four, Send My Love on Joy in 1962 was Ronnie of Ronnie and the Highlights. And probably the Highlights were in it too. Number five, Students Every Day of the Week, 1958. On Checker. Number six, Brighter Side of Darkness. Yeah, Love Jones Group. Ooh, baby. 1974 on Starview. And we have number seven, Carl Carlton. Why Don't They Leave Us Alone on Backbeat. Number eight was Etta James. Can't Shake It. Love that song. Number nine, The Classic Sullivans. Paint Yourself in a Corner, 1973 on Kwanzaa. Yeah, very underrated group, the Classic Sullivans. Number 10 was The Schoolboys doing Shirley, 1956 on OK. And number 11, Little Stevie Wonder, Ain't That Asking for Trouble, 1966 on Tamla and the Uptight album. And so that's the deal. I thank every one of you who called for a music trivia, not a music, but Monday Night Trivia of all types, because that's what makes trivia a pleasure to do. Now, 21 hours from now, we're going to reconvene, and I hope you'll be there. And I hope folks like our buddy from Rockford call earlier tomorrow night, and we'll hear from Jim in Richmond and many others. So until then, well, that's a wrap. Now, we thank Bob for keeping us on the air tonight. That was a pleasant surprise. Not pleasant is that apparently Adam is out sick. Hopefully he will return among the living tomorrow night. But either way, you know, we'll hope for him. But Bob is always wonderful to hear from. He sends me the best links. I could not do this show without him these days, because I can just run in here at the last minute and he gives me like 15 things to talk about. So, yeah. Okay, he's not Carol, but he's close. All right, so now with that in mind, we also thank John for screening your calls. Someone asked John if I was his grandmother. I am not making that up. Needless to say, the caller did not get on the air. On that note, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.